This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number three here on The Dan Patrick Show. What's up, ladies and germs? It's me, Jason McIntyre, joined by Rob Parker, the esteemed Detroit legend. We are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Hope everybody had an outstanding food-filled Thanksgiving. The holiday season is in full swing. I don't know about you, Rob, but I love me some Christmas music. And I do love how the bumper music through from here until Christmas is going to be Christmas music. Do you got a favorite Christmas tune you want to drop on the audience right now?
You know what's so funny is I'm big into Christmas music, and I do listen to it on Sirius during the holiday season. But my favorite Christmas song never actually mentions Christmas in it. It's only played during the holiday season. Isn't that weird? It doesn't mention anything. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, that's old school.
Jeez. Is that the Dean Martin version?
Dean Martin, yes. I have that downloaded.
That's a great song. Yeah. And it's only played because it's talking about the elements of the winter, but it doesn't mention the holiday. It has nothing to do with Christmas, but it's a great song.
Yeah.
If you've never heard it, Baby, It's Cold Outside. I'm sure a lot of people have sang it, but the Dean Martin version, I love that song.
Solid, no doubt. The one that I've gotten into, gosh, listen, I keep it 100 with you guys. I'm not afraid to admit anything. This is a national radio show with massive reach. I do the same on my podcast. It's why it's successful. I like the Kelly Clarkson song, the Kelly Clarkson Christmas song. My daughter did some figure skating for like 5 minutes until my wife and I were like, listen, this is too much work for us driving to arenas. It's freezing. And that
look at that. You're not going to take it. Let your daughter have her dream
inconvenienced. Had fun with it. But, Rob, you know how it is. Well, I don't know if you know how it is with the kids. But, like, I can't drive 2 hours to an ice skating performance, and then she performs for 5 minutes, and we got to turn around and drive back. Like, that's just that's not my deal. Basketball, I'll drive you anywhere. Soccer, deal. Gymnastics, we'll see. But the Kelly Clarkson Christmas song. Can you give me the name of it, Ryan? You know the one.
You don't even know the name of it.
I'm drawing a blank because I'm thinking about all my Dak Prescott debate that we're going to have here in a second. Ryan, can you hook me up with the Kelly Clarkson? Underneath the Tree! Thank you! That song will put a smile on your face. I will be jumping and dancing in the car, and now I'm embarrassed. All right, Rob Parker.
I do want you to look at, real quick, I sent you and Ryan, our producer, a text.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the picture? Can you just look at it real quick before we get
into the
Cowboys?
This better not be a not safe for work image.
No, of course I'm not doing it.
Yes, that's funny. When you think it's Black Friday, but it's actually people returning their Cowboys jerseys.
It's a long line outside this building, and that's what it was.
That's funny.
After the Cowboys lost at home to the Raiders.
I don't know. Listen, you know me. I'm a gambler. Sports gambling is what I do for Fox Sports. I love it. Gambling's no different than the stock market, right? This is a great buy low opportunity on the Cowboys. Everybody's selling Dallas. Oh, they stink. Their defense is a joke. Anthony Brown is the worst quarterback in the league. Four flags. I just want to remind people, when you can get a value stock such as the Dallas Cowboys off losing, I think, 3 or 4, you got to grab it, okay? They did not have Randy Gregory. They did not have DeMarcus Lawrence, their best two pass rushers. Derek Carr was wearing a tuxedo in the pocket. The cornerbacks will be better once you get a pass rush. And when those guys come back and the receivers, C.D. Lamb comes back, Amari Cooper, hopefully he got the vax, maybe even he got the booster. I think the Cowboys are going to be fine. Rob, I still think this is one of the top three teams in the NFC. I'm not selling their stock after a home loss to the Raiders, which was a bad loss.
I don't even understand, given their history, given the coach that they have, given the undiscipline with the penalties, given, I mean, all the bad stuff, they've lost 3 out of 4. They lost a terrible game to Denver at home. They lose to a Raiders team going nowhere fast, 3 losses in a row, have all kind of turmoil. They can't win that game. They haven't been to the NFC Championship game since 1996. Ever since Jerry Jones took over the franchise and turned it into a mom-and-pop store, they've won nothing. They've won nothing. And people keep propping up the Dallas Cowboys as if they're not one of the best teams, the top three teams in the NFC. They're in a terrible division. They've gotten fat off of beating those teams. And when it mattered most, right after a 6-1 start, they had a schedule that easily a good team would have won 3 out of 4, maybe would have lost to Kansas City. And Kansas City had been scuffling going into that game, barely beating Jordan Love and the Packers, barely beating the Giants by 3 points, a bad Giants team. And yet they got steamrolled, were never in that game in Kansas City. They beat up, even though they scored 33 points at home, they still lost, and people are still trying to convince you that the Dallas Cowboys have something going. Count me out, Jason McIntyre. I'm not buying the Cowboys, not buying that Dak Prescott was ever in the running for MVP, not buying the phony numbers against and the big numbers against the bad teams. I'm not buying any of that.
Okay.
The Cowboys are who we thought they were, which is, they will be on the outside looking in when it comes to when the big boys show up for the postseason.
Okay, Rob, that's all fair. I'm not going to bother argue the history lesson. Thank you for that, by the way. The Dallas Cowboys historically have stunk. All that being said, toss it out the window. It's irrelevant. Dak wasn't on those teams in the early 2000s, okay? Mike McCarthy wasn't the coach. They didn't have Zeke and CeeDee Lamb. Let's look at this season, and what do the numbers tell you? The numbers don't lie, okay? Humans lie a lot. Players lie. Coaches lie. The numbers don't lie. And Dallas right now is the fourth most efficient team in the NFL currently. They rank 8th in offensive efficiency, 4th in defense. Why are they 4th in defense? Well, like you said, they beat up a lot of bad teams and their defense showed well, okay? That being said, the defense isn't even healthy. If we're going to give, Rob, the Green Bay Packers a pass because they don't have Jaire Alexander, and the edge rushers, we got to give Dallas a little bit of a pass. They haven't had DeMarcus Lawrence, their best defender. They haven't had Randy Gregory. Since he's gone out, the pass rush has been non-existent. This week, they did not have CeeDee Lamb, who's emerging as one of the 10 best receivers in the
league. Were they favorites?
They did not have. They were favorites. They did not have Amari Cooper. Right. So I think the common, obvious, look is, oh, Dallas lost the game. They stink. They're terrible. I'm looking at it as a gambler. Oh, man, this is a good buy low opportunity. Give me some Cowboys. If their odds changed to win the NFC East, to win the Super Bowl, I know Philly's coming. I know Washington's not dead yet. But Dallas is still a big flashing buy, folks. The reality is this team's going to be there, maybe in the NFC Championship game.
they're trending downward. Three losses in the last four games. I think people got crazy. Even when they beat the Falcons 43-3, that terrible franchise, people were ranting and raving about the Cowboys. That's what they were ranting and raving about. And instead, it's been bad since then. That Chiefs game, 9 points. That was another stinker. The Raiders, of course, another. That team, a bad team. Should have beaten them up, even with all the missing pieces and parts. They still were in that game. They still scored 33 points. And that, those are the things you got to look at. It's the trends of now. You can't tell me about September and October games. We're in December almost. And you're talking about games they won in the first 2 months of the season? No. I want to talk about where they are now going forward.
Right. Well, where they
and
are
that,
now.
That's the problem I have is that they're trending downward. You could go ahead and say it's a great buy gambling-wise and pile up, and you'll be stuck holding the bag like everybody else has the last 25 years when it comes to the Cowboys.
Why have they lost three of four? Well, they didn't have Tyron Smith against Denver and the Chiefs. He's one of the best
NFL
left tackles in the league.
Injuries are part of the
NFL.
What
about the last 2 weeks?
Come
did they have
you can't
a, look
do that
at,
every
look
week.
Look at that offense in the
you
second
do
half
that every
against
week.
Kansas City without their top two receivers. You could go ahead and take almost any team in the league outside of Brady and Rodgers, take away their top two receivers, and they're going to sputter, and they're going to stink.
What, they top two receivers out against the Broncos?
No, against the Broncos, they did not have Tyron Smith, and it was clearly a massive letdown after the win against Cooper Rush. I'm not excusing the loss. That's a bad loss. You shouldn't lose to Teddy Two Gloves. You should not lose to Teddy Covers, Teddy Bridgewater. They were down 30-0 after like 50 minutes. That's a gutless performance. It looked terrible. You could tell they were feeling themselves after winning with Cooper Rush in Minnesota, okay? And Dak probably wasn't 100%, but whatever. You move on from that game. Rob, I don't know if it's maybe I'm getting the fumes from the California Kush that everybody smokes out here, but maybe I'm getting a little zen. One of my new mantras in life, and I suggest taking this on for 2022, it's helped me immensely. Never get too high, never get too low. In life, in sports, I didn't get too high when Dallas won 43-3 against the Falcons.
All right, you
didn't, but there were
a lot of people who went crazy.
I'm not going to get too low because they choked against the Raiders as favorites on Thanksgiving at home and lose in overtime without, I don't know, three of their top seven players. I'm not going to get too low. I'm going to look holistically at this team and say, man, this is a good buying opportunity when they had so many injuries. Yeah, give me some more Dallas. Just as I did when Aaron Rodgers was out and that defense fought hard. Green Bay, by the way, in Kansas City. I mean, they were in that game, right, Robin, in the fourth quarter with Jordan Love, who I don't know if he's ready to coach a quarterback a college football team. That's how bad he looked. I thought Green Bay was a buy. I'm telling you right now, Rob, you ask me who are the best teams in the NFC. I think Tampa is up there. I think Green Bay, once they get healthy on defense, is going to be very dangerous if they can get their left tackle situation figured out. I like the Rams with Matt Stafford, and I like the Dallas Cowboys. Those, for me, are the four clear-cut best teams. And I know I didn't mention Arizona, and a lot of people are going to be upset.
Arizona has 9 wins, and you're putting the Cowboys ahead of them, which makes no sense to me. I mean, yeah. I think it's total disrespect, and I don't understand why you don't have Arizona in your top four. I'd have Dallas in the top seven or whatever, but I don't have them ahead of Arizona with the most wins. They went into L.A. They beat up the Rams in a big game. They did lose to Green Bay at home. That was a bad loss. They've battled their own injuries. They've gone and beaten teams without Hopkins and without Kyler Murray. That they didn't use those excuses because they're a good team.
Yeah.
Go look at those games that they won that they had no business winning without their quarterback and top receiver. But you sit around and make excuses that the Cowboys have lost because they're missing people. The NFL, you miss people. People get hurt. Players get hurt all the time. You know what? The next guy has to get it together.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Arizona. If you guys listen to my podcast, Straight Fire, you know I've loved Arizona. I picked them to make the playoffs. Go ahead and look up all the pundits back in August. Almost nobody had Arizona in the playoffs. I like this team a lot. I've got a good connection with the organization. And I've liked Arizona a lot this season. I bet on them and won a lot of money. That being said, my concern, Rob, is Kyler Murray. We've now seen two straight seasons where he's a small quarterback and he's broken down, and when he's hurt, they are far from a good football team. I don't think Colt McCoy can go win in the playoffs. I like the idea of sitting Kyler Hill. Now I've had a full month with that high ankle sprain to be out. A full month, okay? My problem is if he's not 100%, there's no way this team's doing any damage in the playoffs. And I also question, against good teams, can the defense get it done? We know the offense, if Kyler's healthy, is going to be there. But Rob, this is a defense that got dump trucked at home by PJ Walker and Cam Newton a couple weeks ago. We talk about bad losses. They got destroyed. They got curb stomped at home by Carolina. And it wasn't, I know the offense was bad, but the defense couldn't stop them. That's what makes me nervous. The Arizona defense and Kyler Murray's health. Those are two massive red flags for the Cardinals heading into the playoffs.
But somehow they've won 9 games, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it.
Playing in the toughest division in football.
I mean, you got to give them credit for where they are and what they've been able to do. And I think Arizona, obviously you got to have your quarterback healthy long term, but they've been able to manage and get through this, and it's been pretty amazing where they are. And even in that game that they lost to Green Bay, if you remember, they lost 24-21, and Murray had the interception in the end zone, right? You remember they were marching.
Murray had the interception, or A.J. Green didn't know what the hell he was doing and didn't turn around.
Still was an interception on Murray's record, right? Yes or no?
It counts for Murray, but I don't think that was his fault. Okay, I mean, if you're A.J. Green, you're not blocking on that play right there. You're not blocking like it's a running play.
All I'm saying is they had a chance to win that game as well. So I take a look at what they've been able to do. It's been pretty incredible.
Who do you trust more in the playoffs, Matt Stafford or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray. I've seen Matthew Stafford. I've seen, and I'm not buying into him until he proves to me that he can win a big game.
Okay.
And if they lose in the first round, I want you to have me on your podcast, Straight Fire. Well, I'll dump water on your Straight Fire podcast.
Okay, who do you trust more as a coach, Cliff Kingsbury or McVay?
Well, McVay got undressed by Bill Belichick and couldn't make any adjustments. Remember,
was in the Super Bowl. No, against the greatest coach
it was in the Super Bowl,
and
they came into the Super Bowl averaging 33.6 points a game, and they scored a grand total of 3.
Okay, wait.
And he was undressed, and the only 3 points came on an 89-yard field goal.
Wait,
that's how bad he got undressed.
So are you taking Cliff Kingsbury over Sean McVay?
I'm not saying that, but before you're ready to...
Who you got?
Well, before you're
Come
ready
on.
To hoist up...
Don't sit on the fence.
No, I'm not. I don't sit on the fence.
Okay,
you
so
know
who you got?
Me.
Kingsbury or McVay? Who you trust
well,
more?
Well, I'll take McVay because he got there, I'm just saying don't try to act like he's done something or he's the greatest coach since sliced bread.
I just want to remind some people of the stuff Kingsbury pulled last year in the second half of the season. He was the biggest liability outside of Kyler Murray's health. So I know we're going in on Arizona, and we should have been let you go in on Dallas. But do you have a final word on Dak Prescott, Rob?
Yeah, I just think that as time goes on, there's still more to prove. And I think some people tried to push him in the top tier. I think even you agree he's not in the top tier quarterback. He's not.
So if there's 32 teams in the NFL, what would the top tier be?
The top tier would be Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
He's not in that group. And that's that's a small group. Well, that's the top tier.
Time out. Okay, the top tier. You
he's
can't
not
be
in
just
that
the top
tier.
Three. So, but wait a
no,
minute.
But
come
that's
on.
That, the
those,
top
those
tier.
Are three of the
he's
greatest
He's not in that
ever.
Group. But I think people, when they look at some of his numbers, think that he ranks up there.
Nobody
and it's
would
just
put Dak Prescott in the same class as those three guys. But you don't have Aaron Rodgers in that group?
I said Aaron Rodgers. I said Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Those are
consider
those
are the top three.
Tier.
So then, fine. What's the next tier? You got to have Dak in there. Lamar?
Well, Lamar should be in there.
Stafford?
Obviously. I have to take a look at all my
Kirk Cousins
numbers.
And again, listen, I'm not a Kirk Cousins guy, but Rob, it's undeniable. Kirk Cousins has been great this year. I'm just telling you right now, if they beat San Fran, and I don't really have a good
their
read on that.
What is their record?
I think they're 5-5.
5-6 or 5-5?
Yeah. Listen, maybe it's 6-5. I don't know. But bottom line, if they beat San Fran, they will firmly be in the playoff mix. I don't know about that. The line has had some wonky movement It was 2.5 San Fran. Now it's 3.5 or trending toward 3.5. So somebody knows something about the Vikings. They had that defensive lineman with that sketchy moment on social media. It sounds like he's having a mental health thing. He doesn't sound like he's going to play. But if Kirk Cousins wins that game, and I know you're not going to want to hear this, but we need to readjust the MVP discussion and include Kirk Cousins, who is having an unbelievable season as a quarterback.
Kirk Cousins will not win the MVP with a 500 record.
He's not 500. If he gets to 10 and 7, can he win the MVP?
Yeah, I'd have to see it to believe it. I don't believe that that would be the case. Not yet.
All right, coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show, back by popular demand. Yes, I see you guys' tweets that you want us to go back and discuss Curry. It just so happens that during the last commercial break, your boy, that's me, went out and found all of the Steph Curry fourth quarter and overtime playoff stats.
Guess what?
Fourth quarter and overtime. That's clutch, right? Those are the big ones.
I got the number with Steph Curry fourth quarter overtime playoff shots. He's 0 for 8.
You're going to love it. That's next year. Rob Parker and Jason McIntyre on the Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Coming to you live from Los Angeles on Black Friday. Hope everybody's had a great Thanksgiving and hopefully nobody's getting any Black Friday fights over lawn chairs.
I think those days are over.
Stores.
It used to be a big deal. You remember that? I mean, things have calmed down.
Because of COVID?
I think so. Also, if you remember, stores used to open on Thanksgiving night, and they've stopped doing that because they realized, let people have their family time, right? It's just not that important. And
yeah.
I think right? We've gone backwards from that. I think that was getting out of hand.
I'm glad. That's a good right? point. Yeah. We don't need people.
I was glad that there were no stores open yesterday.
Although
right?
I will say I did. Yeah. Who's going to the store on Thanksgiving? I will say right. I did see a video of a fight at the Cowboys game. A couple women throwing haymakers while waiting in line for a greasy hot dog or whatever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My goodness.
I saw it on IG. It was, I mean, listen, a couple women just throwing punches and pulling hair at Cowboy Stadium. Anyways.
Hair pulling, huh?
Yeah, it got a little physical. quick read here. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. All right, Rob Parker, if you could... you know, have a shoot-off with any player in the league, I'm sure you'd pick Steph Curry. You get on the court with him, get to shoot a bunch of shots. He's the greatest shooter in NBA history. He's a generational talent. He has had, I would say he's one of the five or six most impactful basketball players in the last 50 years. You know,
that's
he's up there
the
with Michael Jordan, LeBron, Magic, Bird. And despite all that being true, you want to say he can't make clutch shots because...
No. My only thing is when you talk about somebody being the greatest shooter of all time, that let's just stick to what we are. I'm not saying he can't play, he's a bum, he hasn't done anything. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when you talk about the greatest of all time, you're going to nitpick and you're going to go through their career, take a look at what they've accomplished or what they've done. And a lot of that... makes people feel a certain way. I covered Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I've seen both play, okay? A lot of guys haven't seen Michael Jordan play. I was there when he made that shot against Craig Elo and the Cavaliers. I was sitting courtside. I watched the game. I've seen him make plays and do things where you just can't believe his impact in big situations and coming through. If you're going to say that Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time, you got to take into consideration that he's never, these are facts, not feelings, never made a go-ahead shot in the final 24 seconds of a fourth quarter or overtime playoff game. Now, hold on. And you want to talk about clutch situations, okay? Potential go-ahead field goals in the playoffs in the final 24 seconds.
24 seconds.
Since 2001. LeBron James has made 9, Kobe made 4, Kevin Durant made 4, Manu Ginobili made 4.
Oh, Manu Ginobili.
Paul Pierce made 4. And guess what? Down at the bottom, Steph Curry, 0-for-9, and you earlier talked about Russell Westbrook and how he's not a good shooter, right? But Russell Westbrook is 0-for-7 in the same exact scenario.
Oh, God.
So my point is, when you talk about great, you also talk about clutch. He hasn't been clutch. That's a fact when the game is on the line. Not making a shot in the fourth quarter.
Oh, fourth quarter's not clutch.
No.
Only 24 seconds, right?
Yes, because that's crunch time at the end where you need a basket. So you want to go to the guy who's the greatest shooter. Jason, you know what I'm talking about.
No,
let's go back. Hold on.
No,
one more thing, and I'll let you go. One more thing.
Okay, all right.
In 2019, I remember when they were playing Toronto, and there was a chance to
extend the series. Wait, is that the series where Kevin Durant was out and Klay went out as well?
Yes.
That's
okay,
the most fraudulent title in NBA history? That's
no,
right. okay.
But still, in that
game. I
want
to make sure we're talking about the same game.
Yes, 2019. In that game, despite no Durant, despite Klay, despite those guys being out, the Warriors actually had a chance to win that game. They were down by 1 with 10 seconds to go. Go back and watch the videotape. They draw up a play. Steph gets a clean look at the basket.
Oh, man.
And he misses
the shot. Oh, my
God. There was your opportunity to force a game 7. People would have said, look at Steph.
Nobody.
No KD. No Klay. And you know what I say when there was no Klay? No way, because Steph couldn't make the shot. He had the shot. All he needed to, he could have stepped in and made a 2 instead of making a 3, but he couldn't even make that. And my point is, I'm not going to crown a guy the greatest shooter of all time when he his body of work, his resume in clutch moments is a big fat 0. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting. Okay, so Rob made a passionate, impassioned plea, okay? I'm just going to quickly, before we get to our guest, who's very good in a second. Steph Curry has played over 10 seasons. He's taken over 13,000 shots. And we want to boil his career of clutch shooting down to 8 shots in the final 24 seconds. That, my friends, is complete and utter balderdash. According to tracking data since 2013, fourth quarter three-point shots, fourth quarter and overtime, in the playoffs, Steph Curry has made 51 of them. 48%. Number one by over 20%. James Harden second.
So
fourth quarter and overtime don't matter. It only matters in the final 24 seconds, according to Rob Parker. All right, let's get
to our guest. Chauncey Billups had 9 shots in that same scenario, and he made 3. Chauncey That's why Billups. They call him okay. Mr. Yeah. Big Shot.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. Big. Chauncey Billups, greatest shooter in NBA history. Curry's led the league in 3s 7 times. He's not the greatest. Okay, Tyler Dragon, sports reporter for USA Today, joining us. Tyler, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I can't believe Rob is hating on Steph Curry, though.
First
is LeBron, and now it's Steph Curry. I don't know. I don't know, Rob.
What's that song, Tyler? They only hate on you when you're doing something.
Right.
You know, hustle hard, stack paper. That's all LeBron and Curry do. Two generational talents, and Rob wants to hate on them.
Hey, let me switch this to football to you. You know why Marv Levy, who went to 4 straight Super Bowls as coach of the Buffalo Bills, isn't considered one of the greatest coaches ever? Because he didn't win. So you do have to make shots. You do have to win. It's not about going to the Playboy Mansion and standing out front. It's about getting in. And all I'm saying is, if you're going to make Steph Curry the greatest shooter ever, give me some evidence of clutch shots that mattered most where he rallied his team, and you can't give me any.
Tyler, that's the beauty of it. He carries the same silly, nonsensical argument to Matt Stafford in the NFL. And he's saying Matt Stafford is garbage because he's never won a big game.
I never called him garbage.
You said he was trash. You basically said Matt Stafford doesn't even belong in the NFL. Tyler, I am curious. Matt Stafford was an MVP candidate when they were 7-1, and now everybody wants to toss him out like he's garbage because they've lost 2 games and he hasn't performed well. Where are you currently on Matt Stafford and the Rams?
Well, he's still ranked number 5 in the league in overall passing yards. He's having a really good season, one of the best of his career, and the Rams are right in the thick of things in the NFC playoff race. So I have Matthew Stafford as a fringe top 10 quarterback, maybe
fringe
that 10 to 11 range. I mean, there are a lot of great quarterbacks in the National Football League. Now, I will say he's not the best quarterback in Los Angeles. Just that belongs to Justin Herbert.
Wow.
But that's not a knock on Matthew Stafford. He is a good quarterback. He's fringe top 10. I will probably have him in that 10 to 12 range.
So I don't want to pin you down too much here, but can you name those 10? I mean, I know you might not have it in front of you.
Can I name those 10? Well, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
First and
we'll give
foremost,
you 3.
Number 1.
Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes, right? We'll give you this.
Yes, okay. Brady Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I will put Josh Allen over him. Dak Prescott. Justin Herbert, who I just said. What is that? How many have I named off the top of my head?
It's hard to do it off the top of the head, but that's fine.
Tyler Murray.
Who hasn't played in a month?
Right, but his numbers were great going into
that. Yes, Kyler Murray was the MVP candidate before he hurt his ankle. Oh, I didn't even mention Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's almost 10 right there, isn't it?
According to QBR, Matt Stafford is the number one quarterback in the league.
Russell Wilson, before he got, I would choose Russell Wilson any day over Matthew Stafford. So, again, those are names right there easily. In my opinion, better than Matthew Stafford. But that's not a knock on Stafford either. And you have to keep in mind, he has one of the best offensive minds in the National Football League as a head coach in Sean McVay. Sean McVay made Jared Goff look really good for a first couple of seasons.
So did Sean McVay throw those passes, or was it Jared Goff?
It was Jared Goff, it was the system around Jared Goff that made him look really good for the first couple seasons under Sean McVay. And then Sean McVay figured out that he couldn't fix some of the deficiencies Jared Goff has had, some of the throws he couldn't make, and that's why he traded him to Detroit.
Let's flip over to the Dallas Cowboys. You have Dak Prescott. Some people think he's an elite quarterback. I happen not to think so. A terrible loss. They were out of the game. He played poorly against Kansas City. Last night, to lose to a disheveled and going nowhere Raiders team that had lost three in a row. What do you make of the Cowboys, who have now lost three or four, including that ugly game against Denver as well?
Well, the good thing for the Dallas Cowboys, they are in the NFC East, so they don't have a lot of competition in their division. They're still 7-4. They're the only team in the NFC East with a winning record currently. Now, that was a bad loss. They should have beaten the Las Vegas Raiders. They were at home, Thanksgiving Day game, national game. But I'm surprised that defense didn't play a little bit better. We know they were shorthanded on the offensive end, but to allow Derek Carr to have over 370 yards passing, he completed the football to eight different receivers. And then I also have to call out Anthony Brown. How many penalties do you need to have? And I know Cowboys fans dislike some of the calls, but those were legit defensive penalties on Anthony Brown. So I'm disappointed. I think they overlooked the Raiders on Thanksgiving, and that's why they lost the game. But in the grand scheme of things, they're still going to win the division, and they're still going to enter the playoffs. But you would like to see them playing better at this point of the season, because the playoffs are just right around the corner.
Isn't it tough, though, Tyler, to really handicap the Cowboys, given no Randy Gregory, who was playing at an all-pro level, no DeMarcus Lawrence, their best defender, no Amari Cooper, no CeeDee Lamb? Like, when you're down four of your, I don't know, top nine players, I don't want to give them a pass, but I'm just going to say,
you're giving them a pass. That's what you're doing.
I'm not shocked that they lost that game.
That's giving them a pass, because then you look at the other side. The Las Vegas Raiders don't have their coach anymore because he sent racist emails.
He's been going a month.
They don't have their number one draft pick in Henry Ruggs, who is doing his own situation, and a cornerback who also got released, Damon Arnett. So it's not like the Las Vegas Raiders aren't going through anything either. They've gone through unprecedented times with their franchise. So they've been battling adversity as well. The Dallas Cowboys should have won that game. They have the better team, and Dak Prescott was the best overall player in that team. You still have Ezekiel Elliott at running back, so they should have won that game at home. That was a bad loss for Dallas.
Here's another thing coming off Thanksgiving. The Lions are now 0-10-1. A lot of people in NFL America want the Lions off on Thanksgiving Day. I don't believe in that. I think it's a tradition that should stay. It was started by the Lions owner in 1934. And it's about the people in the city more so than the football team. Where are you on the Lions being a featured game at 12:30 Eastern on Thanksgiving Day? Should that continue, or should the NFL think about changing that?
Well, that stadium was half empty. So some of the people in Detroit aren't caring either anymore with the Detroit Lions. They need to put a better product on the field, and I'm getting a little tired of watching Lions games on television. And, you know, yesterday's game between the Lions and Bears, that was a snoozer. Let's be honest now. Both these teams aren't going anywhere. I am pleased that the Bears did end up winning that game, and the Lions, for that side, man, for them to not have a win in November is awful. And you really have to start pointing the finger not only at the head coach, but all those players. Because it's hard not to win a game. And now an 18-week schedule in the NFL. So this Detroit Lions team, I covered them a few weeks ago when they played the Cincinnati Bengals at home. And I thought I was at a high school football game with how quiet that stadium was. And they got pummeled by the Bengals. So this Lions team, I really have to start looking and calling out Dan Campbell. He is on the hot seat as we speak.
So Tyler, who you got as the best team in the NFC and the best team in the AFC at this juncture?
Man, that is so inconsistent with all these teams in each conference. In the AFC, I probably have to stick with the Kansas City Chiefs. I know they struggled for a while, but I think they ride the ship.
But that's all out of reputation, though, right? It's not really because they played great.
They're on a winning streak right now, and Patrick Mahomes is playing better. He's not turning the ball over. at the rate that he was at the beginning of the season. So I have to go with the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. I think they're going to win that division and maybe have a bye in the playoffs. And then the NFC, I would probably, even though they lost the game, I would pick the Packers right now. But I'm interested to see when Kyler Murray comes back healthy and DeAndre Hopkins, because that team, they're a legit contender the way I saw them play.
No,
and
Tom Brady.
No Tom Brady. I would pick the Packers right now, but the Arizona Cardinals would be 1B.
Okay, that's fair. I think the Packers at this point, with the kind of wins they had, the 37-second win at San Francisco, beating Arizona when they were 7-0, missing their three top receivers. I think there are a couple games that they've won this year, and they've been consistent, especially after that blowout on the opener, for the most part. And they almost beat Minnesota.
Yeah, one of the main reasons why I picked the Packers, they've shown me different types of ways to win. They were without Davante Adams in that game versus the Cardinals, and they really beat them running the football with A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. So when you can run the football, and then you have arguably the best receiver in the National Football League and arguably the top two quarterback in the NFL, that's a team that can do a lot of things, especially come playoff time. So I have the Packers number one right now.
Wow. All right.
I sound like I shocked you.
I mean, I just don't get how you're not putting the Tampa Bay Bucks in there. I know Rob hates Tom Brady with a passion.
Would you stop saying I don't retire. Hate Tom Brady.
He
I don't
said
know
Brady
Tom
should have
Brady.
Retired 3 years ago. Tom Brady's 44, and he might be the MVP. No, cut
that, down. That team, he's not the MVP, and that team doesn't feel the same or as good as they were a year ago. Let's just be honest. I mean, they don't feel that way.
They have lost two of their last three. Now, they did beat the Giants pretty good, but I don't have the Bucks in there. I think when it's all said and done, I think the Packers are a little bit better top to bottom right now, and they're playing better. And then when the Cardinals get healthy, do not sleep on them.
Okay, is Tyler Dragon, sports reporter for USA Today. You can follow him on Twitter, at the Tyler Dragon. Good stuff, Tyler. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, coming up, we will wrap up the show. Rob will get off any parting shots he wants to on his best friend, Tom Brady, and
Steph
Curry. No, I
don't rip on Tom Brady.
Michael Jordan, LeBron,
only because I'm not a fanboy, you hate me. Is that what it is?
I think it's a haters ball here on Black Friday on the Dan Patrick Show. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jason McIntyre. We'll be back to wrap up the show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And myself, Jason McIntyre, in for Dan Patrick and company. I would assume they'll be back Monday, but who knows? It's funny. I just got a text, Rob. You'll like this. One of my buddies out here in L.A., I guess his friend is listening, and he writes, I love when your boy and Rob Parker guest host on Dan Patrick. Their back and forth is great.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I think people generally like it, you know? I don't think Dan Patrick is as debate-heavy as we are. But, you know, I like to push buttons. I know the buttons to push with you. And you clearly don't like guys that I like or don't think of them as highly as I do.
Right.
That's definitely why it's fun, you know?
Right. It kind of is like with Chris Broussard on The Odd Couple. And I will be doing The Odd Couple tonight on Fox Sports Radio, 7 to 10 p.m. Double dipping on the holiday.
Oof.
You know what? When you're divorced and you don't have any kids, you know what I'm saying, Jason? You work on the holidays, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. If I had a family, it'd be different.
Yeah.
But I'll be on tonight, so if you want to check out The Odd Couple, please do.
Yeah. Duke Gonzaga College Hoops, really good game tonight. Two potential top five picks. Who you got in that one, Duke or Gonzaga?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I'm not going against Gonzaga.
No, you're gonna bet against Duke.
They're not gonna lose a game until maybe the tournament. That's how stacked Gonzaga is. Ohio State, Michigan. Who you got?
Oh, I got Ohio State.
Would you bet them? It looks like they're favored by 7.5. That feels so light, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, I would. I would take that. I'd give the 7.5. I think they could win by 2 touchdowns. I really do.
I think we're gonna know early. Now, if Harbaugh does not have some interesting special stuff cooked up for this game, if he comes out there and tries to do what he's done all season, it ain't gonna work. Like, that's just the reality. They'll be ready. There's a saying, like, the things that got you here won't get you where you're going. And if Harbaugh wants to finally beat Ohio State, he's got to come out with a ton of wrinkles and new stuff, because nobody's afraid of his quarterback. I know the defense is good, the running game is strong, but like, that ain't gonna beat Ohio State. They're great right now.
The way they're playing, right, they look like world beaters. And, I mean, Harbaugh needs this to save his...
Don't say job. They're not firing him.
But to save how the Michigan people, the real Michigan fans, and I'm not talking about people who are just happy that they got 10 wins and all that. They really expect to win. They want to win a championship.
Well,
hey,
Rob, maybe it's time to lower expectations, huh? Because you're Michigan. You're not USC. I'm sorry, not USC. They're not Ohio State. They're not Alabama. They're not Georgia. They're Michigan. You talked about Matt Stafford being a second or third tier quarterback. Michigan is a second or third tier program. I know that they have the money and the facilities and all that, but Let's be realistic.
Their fan base,
you know how tough
and
it is
they sell out 100,000 people.
Rob, do you, there's nothing else going on in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Do you know how tough it is to get the best athletes in California or the best athletes in Florida to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan? It ain't happening.
Yeah, but the point is, you're making the point that they can win 10 games, or Harbaugh's won 10 games 4 years in a row, but he doesn't win any of the games that you need him to win. He can't beat Mel Tucker from Michigan State. His first two appearances against Michigan, he beats them, including the biggest game in a long time, Michigan and Michigan State.
What about this? Jets, Texans, Zach Wilson back, a.k.a. the Mormon Mahomes, who you got. Jets, by the way, they were three-point underdogs.
The Mormon Mahomes? Is that what they're calling him, really?
I've been calling him that for about 10 months now.
And you know what? It shouldn't stick, because I got the Texans, and I'm going to take the Texans.
All right,
the Jets
final one.
Terrible.
Matt Stafford and the Rams go into Green Bay. I'm calling an outright victory for Matt Stafford. And he's going to, after the game, say, Rob Parker, I told you, I deliver like FedEx, like Amazon. I'm the man. Give me Matt Stafford going into Green Bay and getting the dub.
You want to bet some wings on that one? I'm going to say that straight up, no point spread. You said that they win. I said that they don't.
People
the last
don't.
Time me and you bet Tom Brady and the Bucks to win outright.
No, no,
and
no.
And it cost you a pair of Jordans.
I only did that because I felt bad for you. You don't know how to gamble. The Rams were underdogs, and if I had bet with the spread, I would have won.
But you didn't bet with the spread.
I tried to bet you with the spread, and you won't bet because you don't do gambling.
Because
you bet there is a spread.
No, you just said that Matthew Stafford's going to win the game.
Well,
let's bet wings on
that. I'm taking him on the money line. I've got money on the Rams on the money line. They're now 1-point favorites. But with gambling, there is a thing called a spread.
I know what the spread is.
Tampa will cover against Indy, by the way. Tom Brady loves Rob Parker. For Rob Parker, I'm Jason McIntyre. Thank you, Dan Patrick audience. We'll talk to you soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.